CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Jim Rome Show from CBS Sports Radio, CBSSportsRadio.com, broadcasting from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. I'm Dave Denholm. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Joining me is Wes Clements, hour number two of the show. And oh man, the floodgates have I can't say they're open, they're just crazy. Wes, you tweeted out that stupid
video. The release of the video of Dave Denholm, Double D's golf swing.
Oh.
Listen, it is hard to do what you did.
It is hard.
I mean, seriously. If you haven't seen it, go. I tweeted it out. But, Dave, you should get some applause for doing what you did.
It's harder to shoot a 109 on that course than like a 90.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about lining up a ball that doesn't move. It's not moving, and you take a swing at it, and you don't come close to hitting it. That is impressive.
I destroyed thousands of blades of grass on that one. Actually, they were weeds more like at that point because I was in the weeds.
Well, I think how you came to the conclusion to use the club you were going to use was actually the more entertaining. You are absolutely in some weeds. And the first thing that comes out of your mouth is, I think I want to hit a wood out of here. This thing will come out just perfectly.
It's a 5-wood with a smaller head. Look, I thought I could get it through the garbage, and it just wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to happen. Stucknut says, I tuned in just in time to hear a soccer guy talk about golf. At Brock in the 402, Dave, you can't knock an eagle putt with a wedge. I can take out a dove from 60 feet 6 inches. Oh, signed Randy Johnson. Well played, sir. Well played. Good stuff. I know, Wes, you're yelling at me about club selection.
Yes.
The dude is up for a 2-foot eagle putt after ramming one 2 foot away from the hole from 270 yards out. And then he grabs a stinking sand wedge and tries to putt with it in 3 putts. Classic. Yeah, very good. Very good job. Hey, it is 7-Eleven, which means free Slurpee day. So you know it's going to take me like an extra hour and a half to drive home because I'll be hitting about 7 or 8 7-Elevens along the way. Actually, that's a good. I'll hit between 7 and 11 7-Elevens on my drive home here for free Slurpee.
You have to
day.
Drink them. The one thing about those, you have to drink them quick, otherwise they will melt and they end up into that yucky syrup.
You don't like the yucky syrup,
no.
But then you get the possibility of the Slurpee freeze, the brain freeze. You got to be careful. Most of the time, Slurpees don't give that to me. They really don't. So I'm usually in pretty good shape. Apparently, I'm drinking them just fast enough. Personal appearance smack is allowed today in the jungle. Yes, you heard that right. We got that from a direct edict from above that is on the table because of Pudge Rodriguez showing up as he did. And again, I'm a guy who has enough X's on my T-shirts that if you went and saw a movie like that, you'd be very embarrassed if your mother caught you. Let's just say that.
You know what's interesting about that is that they get together at the All-Star game, right? This is All-Star week, and so you have ex-players get together, right? You haven't seen some in a while, right? And most of the time when we have reunions or whatever, you haven't seen some people. And then you come up and you always say, hey, you look great. You look the same, right? Doesn't apply.
It doesn't apply for
me. It doesn't apply here.
Or Pudgy Rodriguez. Oh, come on!
It's been a while.
Remember, a fat guy can tell a fat guy joke. That's just part of the rules, isn't it?
The fact that Pudge likes Krispy Kremes at 2:30 in the morning, you can't be hating on him.
Of course not. I'm seeing him at Krispy Kreme at 2:30 in the morning when I'm there. And there is nothing better, by the way, than
It is an All-Star game. There is an All-Star game going on.
Yeah, okay. The All-Star game's going on. Aaron Judge, huge story. I didn't even see the Home Run Derby, and all I could hear about from the time it started until now, from everyone, is about Aaron Judge's performance in a meaningless competition, essentially, which becomes not meaningless because he is fast becoming one of the biggest names in baseball this quickly and the things he's done.
But it's well-deserved.
Yeah.
It really is.
Right.
I mean, dude is 6'8", very agile, athletic, and he hits the ball 500 feet at ease, and he gets jammed on balls. And technically, what that means is the ball is being thrown inside.
Oh, here we go.
Well, listen, you need to explain. You have to explain. Ball's inside. He inside outs the ball 440 feet to right center. Not something that normally happens. That's all I will say.
Stop sports-splaining to us, okay? We get it. We know what jamming a hitter is.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
What's next? He hit the ball past the center field. Now, the center fielder is the guy who plays in the outfield between the left and right fielders.
If there is one person out there that doesn't know what getting jammed or the ball in, being inside out, then I've done well.
Yeah, then they're probably not listening to the Jim Rome show. Let's be realistic. Don't talk down to the clones. Don't sportsplain to the clones. Oh. Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather begin their unbelievable four-city in four-day press conference tour. It begins in Los Angeles at Staples Center. Sold out. They sold tickets for this and sold out. Here's what Dana White had to say about it.
It's going to be a f***ing shit show. You know that. Absolute shit show. So, who know? I don't know, man. It's going to be crazy.
And they announced the prices for this fight, Wes. $99 in HD. $89 in SD, which I'm not even sure what that means. You can explain. Standard definition.
Well, I think somebody like me would know what that means.
Yeah, I've heard of it, I guess, back in the day. Who in the world would pay $10 less for standard def?
Somebody that lives in Alaska, possibly, Montana on a mountain that never comes down.
All right, that's good. Let's go back to the phones at 800-636-8686, 800-636-8686 to do what Brian in Pensacola, Florida has done. Brian, you are next up in the jungle of the Jim Rome Show. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I do want to give you a little advice. I know you guys are a substitute teacher, but I don't know if it's frowned upon for you to keep borrowing Dana White's quote of your golf game and trying to apply it to the McGregor-Mayweather fight. From what I've heard, your golf game was an effing crap show. But for you to get all self-righteous about somebody violating the ethics of golf, I mean, come on. You shot 108. That is unbelievably pretentious for you to try and pull the "I'm a holy golfer abiding by the Ten Commandments of golf" rule. I mean, if you don't seven putt, then you have a right to cast aspersions at other people. But when you are actually pulling a Happy Gilmore and the clown is laughing at you and spitting your ball into the water, how dare you get self-righteous on someone else, man? When you said 108, I wasn't sure if that was your score for the 18 or your batting average for the team you, quote, managed. Anyways, really, I mean, become a sports fan, become a golfer, and then you can understand that he was mocking you.
No,
that's it. You're out of here. Wait a second. That was brilliant.
Red card, Brian in Pensacola, Florida.
Hold on, Brian. That was brilliant.
If you're going to come at me, Brian, with that kind of smack, mocking my golf game, me shooting a 108, get it right.
I'm giving you a red flag. That was brilliant.
Get it right.
It was brilliant.
Red card. Jeez Louise. You and Brian from Pensacola, Florida, Wes.
Thank you, Brian.
He got it wrong.
Bring some reality to the situation.
And Brian in Pensacola, Florida, if you're going to mock me and my golf smack, get it right with me shooting 108. It was 109. Get it right.
That was absolutely brilliant. I mean, brilliant. One of the best of all time.
Oh, don't.
He put you right
there,
back
champ.
Into the play. Did you catch the part of your batting average when you were managing .130? Did you catch that part?
No, I did not. I was too busy.
That's
with
what
that.
I thought. Brilliant.
At Jim Rome, you can tweet us up there. The Lonesome Kicker tweets in for his next competition. Joey Chestnut will attempt to eat Pudge Rodriguez. Or vice versa. Oh, again, fat guy can do that. I'm allowed. All-Star game. Wes, we got the All-Star game. This time it doesn't count.
And
that's like the tagline.
It shouldn't count. The idea that the winner of an All-Star game was the team that was going to be the home team in the World Series was the dumbest idea in the history of MLB.
Yeah, you cannot. You're 100% right on that. You couldn't be more correct. That just, it made no sense from the get-go because what? One game ended at a tie, and Bud Selig and a couple of managers, Joe Torre, one of them, were staring at each other on national television.
They ran out of players, is what happened. They ran out of pitching.
They overreacted.
And by the way, why do you need something on the line to have players play hard?
A good question.
Why? Why did, I mean, seriously. For some reason, it didn't matter in previous decades. But all of a sudden, in this era, players have to play hard for something other than the love of their sport and the respect of being in a competition.
I couldn't agree more.
It is ridiculous that you have to coddle an athlete nowadays to give their full effort.
Yeah, whether you're playing an all-star game or trying to line up a one-foot eagle putt in front of your friends, you should give it your all.
That analogy is horrid.
You should absolutely give it your
all. One had to do with love and respect of friends. The other has to do with the love of something that you do.
It's bigger than that. It's bigger than you. It's for the game. And that's what the All-Star Game should be. I 100% agree. And it's even bigger than Pudge Rudd. No, come on! I 100% agree that it is. It's bigger than that. You don't need anything on the line. They could have ended that game years ago in a tie, and nobody would have cared. They played a good ball game. Okay, there's no winner. We don't want to waste arms. People would understand that, Wes.
Right.
They got their money's worth. It wasn't as though this was some two-inning affair where everybody just quit on them.
The one thing I will tell you is baseball is a sport. In basketball, the NBA, we've seen that, right? They have zero pride in actually stopping anything in that. That is nothing other than hurry up and get the ball down, give them a layup and a dunk, and then back and forth and back and forth. When you hit in an All-Star game, the ball is still coming the same speed that it does in regular season game. So you can't half-ass get in a box and go, I'm not going to try. You could get hit in the dome and your career is over. So the art of an act of pitching and hitting in the All-Star game is always the same. Mm-hmm. It's that effort is always going to be the same. I think the lackluster comes into possibly am I going to lay out to dive and catch a ball?
Well, along the lines of the All-Star game, we're talking about Major League Baseball and where it's headed in the future. And so often in this day and age of sports, we're looking for the big stories that are beyond the field, right? And we're also looking for the personalities. And in Major League Baseball now, Wes, I think you're starting to see a few of those emerge on a national stage, not just the local team guys who everybody would know about. If you're a fan of the Nationals, of course, you follow Bryce Harper from before the time he was actually with your team when he was drafted as an 18-year-old.
Bam Bam.
Bryce Harper now, of course, a national kind of guy. Clayton Kershaw, Mike Trout, Aaron Judge. He's kind of getting into that conversation of who is truly the face of baseball right now.
Well, it's not Kershaw. It's not. It is not Clayton Kershaw because Clayton Kershaw is on the mound every 5 days. And this gets into the story of should a pitcher ever be MVP of a season? And the answer is no. Unequivocally, no, for me. Aaron Judge right now is the face of baseball. Mike Trout has been injured and out. If you're talking about who is the best overall baseball player, it has to be Mike Trout. But the face of MLB right now as we speak is Aaron Judge, without question.
And that's so interesting from a dude who's had a cup of coffee, essentially, in the big leagues right now. And he's already, is that because he's a Yankee? Does that have a factor?
No, it's because he looks the part. He looks the part, is what? 6'7", 6'8", 280 pounds.
But that's not the part of a baseball player.
That's
he looks the part of a defensive lineman.
That's a part of Godzilla, all right? But my point is this, is that dude hits the ball a long ways. And he does it a lot. And now he's hitting for an average, and he's driving in runs. And he has an opportunity to win the Triple Crown. So when you look at his numbers right now, how are you going to argue right now, today, that he is not the player that you might start your team with?
Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily going to say that through between the lines, but I do believe him being a New York Yankee has an effect on that. It's much greater. If this dude was playing for the Padres.
Or maybe the Mariners.
Yeah, he would just be a nice little story. Ouch. He would be a nice little story.
Maybe the Mariners.
That people would be talking about. Right?
No,
if he's a Yankee, and that does make a difference, especially because the Yankees are playing better than we thought they would in this first
half. They're not recently. They started great.
Yeah, overall, they played well.
And this is what happened. We talked about this. When the Yankees are good and the Dodgers are good, and you could actually add the Cubs, but then the Cubs were so bad for so many decades that nobody really cares. But when the Yankees and Dodgers are good, baseball's better, don't you think?
Yes, I would agree with that, 100%. But if you traded, if Aaron Judge was a Dodger, I don't think he would be yet. I don't think you would be saying he's the face of baseball quite yet, even with what he's done.
No,
the Yankees are still the Yankees, and the Dodgers haven't won since 1988.
I 100% agree with you, and I grew up here in Southern California, but I will say, if somebody is a star, if you're a star on the Yankees, there's nothing close. I mean, when you think, who is the past face of baseball? Derek Jeter, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
DJ was, right?
No question.
And for how many years? A good
almost
decade.
Almost his whole career. Yeah.
A good decade that he was the face of baseball.
Yeah.
And for many reasons. His talent wasn't off the charts. He was very, very solid and good. But I think it's how he carried himself, too, that made him the face of baseball.
Yeah, and no question about it. What Does somebody else, like, what is a Mike? Well, Mike Trout has to stay healthy. Bryce Harper in the conversation? Why is that a guy you're just dismissing?
Bryce Harper, albeit was young when he started in Major League Baseball, his actions and how he carries himself. Do you remember when the time when he had, it seemed like every other day he was screaming at an umpire and throwing his bat like Bam Bam?
Yeah.
Well, you remember when Matt Williams, his skipper, had to tell him, hey, by the way, up here where you get paid millions of dollars, you actually have to run to first base. You don't go halfway down to first and run to the dugout. You've never made that claim about Mike Trout, ever, have you? Aaron Judge, you've never done that. Never. Well, he has. So he's got all these nicks and chinks in the armor. And for me, that's why he's not. That's why he's not.
Let me guess.
He's never had a ton of RBIs either. By the way, look up his numbers.
You were on Papelbon's side when he tried to choke out Bryce Harper.
Absolutely, positively, I was.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely, I was. A veteran saying, don't you ever do that again. Yeah, respect the game.
You ran out every single ground ball you ever hit, didn't you?
Absolutely, positively did. And I'm looking at you with two open eyes, and I will tell you that I played like it was my last at bat.
Look at these
that
two
I was
open
ever
eyes.
Going
this is a good radio
have.
Bit, but look me right in the eye. Says guy who putted for an eagle from 1 foot with a sandwich.
Well,
you ran out every ball,
nothing to do.
On a 108 degree day down in Hermosillo, Mexico, you playing in the Mexican League, you ran out every ground ball.
I liked
you were
it down
for
in
five.
Hermosillo. They had great tacos out in front
I'm
of the
sure
yard.
I'm sure they did. You sandwich putted an eagle putt. You're not running out every ground ball, Bryce Harper.
Hermosillo tacos off the
I'm
going to
start calling
charts.
You Bryce Harper. Unbelievable. He is Wes Clements, the baseball guy. I'm Dave Denholm. We are hanging out for Jim Rome here. It's the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Radio.com. Dave Denholm and Wes Clements hanging out with you in for Jim Rome here on this glorious day, talking really everything that's going on in the world of sport. There's so much going on. This is not a dead period of sports by any means. Don't be deceived by some kind of all-star break where all of a sudden people think nothing's going on. You got the Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather press conferences, four straight days, Wes. Wednesday in Toronto, after today in Los Angeles, Wednesday in Toronto, Thursday in New York, Friday in London, to build up the hype that is just going nuts for this fight. McGregor and Mayweather both, you know, essentially will be making, you would think, nine figures for this kind of thing. This is going to be massive. No matter how much you want to downgrade it, if you're a fan out there, like, oh, this is ridiculous, it's a circus, like I've said, which it is, it doesn't matter. You're going to be watching. This thing is a spectacle.
Well, of course you're going to watch it, but I think it's ridiculous. I mean, to charge to watch this act that will be going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a press conference, but it's a joke.
Yeah, they're actually selling tickets for these.
Selling tickets to watch this, even though you can just watch it online.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me that something that I would want to do as a sports fan in terms of buying a ticket to go to a press conference. I mean, maybe I'm a little jaded. I've been to a few press conferences in my day. And I understand things can happen in these. They're going to definitely try to drum up a lot of, you know, fake animosity towards each other for now. And hopefully, you know, people will buy into that. They'll do a lot of drama and all that junk. It'll be a lot of soap opera. But, you know, it's all hype, and we get that. But it is such a spectacle that you're not going to miss it.
We're going to watch. It's going to settle it.
Yeah,
all right? Boxing
absolutely.
Fans are going to tell you, hey, you know what? We're always going to whoop your ass, no matter who it is.
Which is something I would like to do to you after putting up a video that you put up at Wes Clements 22.
Yes.
Which was of me attempting to golf yesterday as we went to Costa Mesa Country Club, where I shot a 109 plus 39 on the par 70 course. Yes, that was me. That is a true video. I'm not going to sit here and say that's some fake made-up video, Wes. But thanks a lot. I appreciate
you
sending
that
out. Unbelievable. And I understand golf club fanatic or golf fanatic out there that, I don't have the greatest swing. I'm getting all the tweets coming down at me. Okay, yeah. I look like, elephant hit the golf course and all that. Yes, okay. I get it. At Talk Soccer, no problem.
Can I read some of these tweets?
Yeah, oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, this is great.
Homie in Newport Beach says, Seth Rogen looks like crap. Poor guy has given up, I guess. Ken S. says, is this file footage of Colin Montgomery in the British Open?
I wish.
Jacob in NorCal. Tuck your freaking shirt in, you hobo. You're on a golf course. Steve in Phoenix in the PHX says, Dave looks like he got dressed to take part in a hot dog eating contest, but then decided to go golf.
I can do both, all right? I'm multi-talented. Let's
These clones are brilliant today. I mean, brilliant.
And I, by the way, I did rifle down a hot dog about 22 seconds around the turn. Absolutely.
And prior to hitting your first shot.
Well, and why did I get that hot? You know, I didn't pay for the hot dog.
Well, yesterday. Why did we not?
Why did we not
why
pay for
Why were we
lunch?
Late, you mean?
Yeah, because Fearless producer Adam Hawk texted us the wrong directions. He gave us the wrong address to the country club.
Picture a private golf club clones that nobody is there.
No one.
Except gardeners. And there's two cars in the parking lot. They're Dave and mine.
Yes.
We walk into the golf course, and the gardeners there that are mowing the greens look at us like, what are you doing here?
Exactly. That there was no one. Of course, the course was closed on a Monday. Sometimes country clubs close on a Monday, potentially. No one is there. Wes is not over-exaggerating. We could have jumped on the course, Wes, and just played like 18 holes ourselves. I didn't know where Adam was. He's like, oh, well, you guys hurry up. We have a tee time.
Needless to say, the golf course was about 10 minutes away from us. We got there just in time.
Just in time to rifle down to Joey Chestnut a hot dog right before the tee time. See, no wonder I shot a 109. I was rushing around. No time to hit the driving range beforehand.
That's overrated.
I need a do-over, that's for sure. I had about four mulligans yesterday. I won't call it a mulligan, but we're playing again. And I'm not afraid to face people who have beaten me. Unlike maybe newest Laker Lonzo Ball.
Happened there? Yeah.
So apparently the Lakers and Kings, well, they were playing in summer league basketball. Lakers and Kings matched up last night. But remember, Lonzo Ball ducked out of the game, right, with a minor injury.
What are you saying he ducked out of
minor?
How do you know
injury?
He ducked out?
Well, he just didn't play. That's
okay,
all.
Okay, that's what you should present it.
All right, well, he didn't play in the game against the Sacramento Kings, and, well, what do you know? Who was their top draft pick? Kentucky standout De'Aaron Fox. If that name sounds familiar to Lonzo Ball fans, believe me, Lonzo Ball knows who De'Aaron Fox is, because De'Aaron Fox made him look pretty bad the two times they met.
And?
Last season. Well, I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
What are you implying?
I'm not implying anything. But apparently, De'Aaron Fox, he sent out a tweet that, look, he didn't reference it, but people were kind of alluding to the fact that maybe De'Aaron Fox was kind of just trying to get under Lonzo Ball's
skin. What was the tweet? What was it?
I don't know. It was some kind of emoji.
With a hand over the face?
Yeah, with a little bit of a hand, like, ooh, not seeing it or whatever. Okay. Smacking the head, essentially. Yeah.
This
kind
is
of thing.
Making a story out of nothing.
Yeah.
Who cares? I mean, who cares? By the way.
But could this build up something? Remember, rivalries are great. There's nothing wrong with that.
He quickly deleted it for some reason, though.
Well, maybe he didn't want idiots like us overestimating what it meant. Or
if you haven't figured out by now, no one would know better than the clones. If you tweet something out, no matter how quickly you're going to delete it, it could be halfway across the world.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Plus, deleting it makes it worse, really. It always does.
Well, that
does.
Means you're trying to hide something.
Yeah, you're trying to cover your tracks. Just leave it out there. No doubt about it. Except for my video of golf.
That will always be retweeted for decades.
At my two cents worth says, right, Dave, I'm sure it was only one hot dog. Oh, now come on. Pudge Rodriguez and I shared a couple afterwards, too. But during the game, I had one hot dog. Although I did regret that by about hole number four when I was already plus 18. He is Wes Clements.
One hot dog a hole.
I'm Dave Denholm. This is the Jim Rome Radio Show. Rome at haveatake.com, at Jim Rome on Twitter, at Talk Soccer for me, and at Wes Clements 22. Please do not go watch that horrible video of me trying to hit it out of the deep stuff with the help from Adam Hawk. Please do not go watch that. This is Jim Rome Show, CBS Sports Radio. Time now for a sports update. Here's Rich Ackerman.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Dave Denholm on CBS Sports Radio.
Jim Rome Show, CBS Sports Radio, CBSSportsRadio.com. Hello, I'm Dave Denholm along with Wes Clements hanging out with you in the jungle here. Jim taking a well-deserved day off. And trust the professionals. at Auto O'Reilly. Oh, hello. Let's start that over. I'm the professional. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, Wagner. Wes, finish this off for me, will you?
Absolutely.
Start over, Wes.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help and choose the brakes that are exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner. Thermo Quiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
I got to be honest with you. That's more embarrassing than the 109 I shot yesterday. Getting outread by Wes Clements. If you know Wes for more than about 7 minutes, you know what I'm talking about. That is got to be my career low. Yeah, Wes, let's just say English is your second language, Wes, and there isn't a first. So, and Wes admits this. You know this, Wes.
I have no problem with that. I'm shocked that I was able to get that read done without one error.
You did the hands up in the air like victory.
Well, why wouldn't I?
That was impressive.
Academic All-American? I mean,
royally embarrassed.
Into this.
No, I wasn't an academic All-American.
No, that would be me. That would be me.
I'm not buying that. Hey, you can hit us up on Twitter at TalkSoccer, at Wes Clements 22, and this one comes from at @camo_bum. Hey, Denholm, your golf game is poop. Signed to Utah Jazz fans. That's unnecessary. God. Yeah, that's just that's cursing for Utah people.
At some point
there.
Now, in time, you're going to have to accept who you are.
Hey, I can't believe I couldn't get that done. But we move on with the Lonzo Ball and De'Aaron Fox story. And it's a story because we're talking about it where Lonzo missed the NBA Summer League game, the meaningless NBA Summer League game against De'Aaron Fox and the Sacramento Kings. The Lakers and Kings were scheduled to play. Lonzo had the very minor groin injury. And De'Aaron Fox ran him off the floor a couple times in college. Let's be realistic. But that didn't seem to matter to scouts, and we know that they look for other things. Wes, hypothetically, let's say the Lakers were protecting Lonzo Ball, and maybe they didn't want him to have to face DeAndre Fox or De'Aaron Fox and get everybody thinking about it and talking about it with Fox going up against Ball.
No, you're not going down this road. That the Lakers were not going to play Ball because he didn't want his feelings hurt again.
Okay, let's say that did happen, even though it didn't.
But it didn't. It is ridiculous.
I agree. Here's the question I have for you. Being a former manager, have you ever benched a player knowing it might be better for him with the pitching matchup that was out there?
No, not in the minor leagues. But keep in mind, I was a career minor leaguer, as you said.
I know.
And so I was a career manager in the minor leagues. And never, ever, I would actually do the opposite. If a left-hand hitter had trouble with left-hand hitter pitchers, you want to play him. You want to put him in that situation to see if he can overcome it to get it done. You cannot protect somebody in the minor leagues in that.
See, then wouldn't a summer league basketball game be the perfect opportunity to have Lonzo Ball face De'Aaron Fox?
A groin injury can be lingering. And the last thing, listen, weren't you the one that was saying that this is ridiculous that teams put players in this environment in summer league
exactly
that could get injured?
So I am absolutely happy the Lakers sat him
out. So a groin injury can be lingering. The last thing you want, and by the way, I can't believe that how many young athletes now get hurt. They get hurt all the time. Oblique. That injury is a made-up injury. There is no such thing as an oblique injury. I've never had one in my life, nor anybody I played with ever had one. But for some reason now, everybody's side hurts, and it's called oblique. A groin injury...
It doesn't exist. A muscle group just doesn't exist.
Well, listen, just roll with it. But a groin injury is the last thing you want for somebody to have. Agree?
Especially, look, a basketball player with the cuts they're making, all the movement they're making.
This is ridiculous.
Look, you want to play right field, you can go stand out there with a groin injury. But in basketball, yeah, they got to move.
Hey, look, Ball just had a triple-double. Isn't that a big thing? I mean, it's equivalent.
11, 11, and 11 in a summer league game.
Like I said, it's equivalent to hitting for the cycle in a 4th of July picnic softball game, but he still had it.
Yeah, well, hey, Pudge Rodriguez, he could do it.
Pudge can eat some fudge, apparently, right now.
Pudge can do it. Absolutely. Speaking of baseball, we got the Hall of Fame induction coming up on Sunday, July 30th.
Favorite time of the year.
Sunday, July 30th. Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, Pudge Rodriguez. I can't read.
Did you say fudge? You just can't say it
fudge
anymore.
Pudge Rodriguez. I'm kidding. Fat guy can make that joke.
You just can't say it anymore.
Do Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds belong in the Hall of Fame? It's a topic, you know, look, it's, and I honestly, this is not a lazy sports talk show host topic if you truly, really break it down. Because this actually goes right to the heart of how you feel about sports in general. It's bigger than just Clemens and Barry Bonds. We all know the stories of the did they, didn't they, the alleged, you know, all this use of all the performance enhancers, which is a clean and nice way of saying, you know, either steroids or the cream or the clear or whatever.
Cheating. Right.
Do they belong, these two specifically, in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
You're asking me that question. Are you done?
Well, we'll start with you, yeah.
Absolutely, positively, both deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. It's a no-brainer. Reason behind it, and reason why I believe what I believe, this is why. Both were tremendous and elite players at their specific positions. Bonds being an outfielder, Clemens as a pitcher, they were both dominant prior to any allegations being brought against them. They were going to be Hall of Famers prior.
Well, what if they had been using stuff well before they got allegations thrown against them?
What do you mean, what if? You would see.
Well,
Barry Bonds all of a sudden went from 33 home runs to 42, 40, 37, 34, 49. And then when Mark McGwire all of a sudden started to go ape, you know what, hitting balls out of the ballpark every other at bat, mm-hmm. Barry said, watch this. I'll hit 73 using the same stuff that you used.
So magically, he just started using it that year. Whereas, let's go back to the earlier parts of his career. You mentioned all these 49 home runs.
No. Here's what I'm going to tell you. 1986 was Barry Bonds' first year. 16 home runs, and then every year I'll go up. 16, 25, 24, 19, 33, 25, 34.
They don't go climbing
46,
up.
46, 37, 33, 42, 37, 34, 49, 73, 46, 45, 45.
So,
now, if you were to argue, when did he start using whatever he was using? Wouldn't you say that in 2000 is when he started, because that's when he hit 49, and then he hit 73, 46, 45, and 45? Wouldn't you say that's when it started?
But what if it wasn't? What if he was a 20 home run a year guy who was supposed to be? He was a skinny dude. What if he was supposed to hit 20 home runs a year, and then when did he quickly get into the 30 home run range? Pretty early in his career, relatively.
1990, 33 home runs was not abnormal. It was elite at that time, but it wasn't abnormal at 33 home runs in 1990.
Was it for a guy who was hitting 16 and 17 a year?
1990.
To double your production like that?
Is it 1993, just? Dave, he drove in 114 runs, 116, 108, 103, and 123. He was an elite player. At one time, he was the best player, overall player, in baseball.
Well, it took him to a different level. We cannot dispute that. Roger Clemens, all you're saying is, to me, this whole generation, keep him out of the Hall of Fame. Doesn't belong.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
Keep him out.
Dave, let me ask you this.
Sorry, and if you know what? If you're caught up in that net of these guys who are doing it, I'm sorry. There's a few guys in jail right now who are not guilty.
Let me ask you this, Dave. Brett Boone, you know who he was?
Sure.
Okay. Brett Boone all of a sudden hit 50 home runs out of nowhere. Right?
Classic example of Brady Anderson.
Out of nowhere hit 50 home runs.
Yeah.
Prior to that, never anything close. So you can't put them in the Hall of Fame had they continued their career and were able to use it, correct?
I would agree.
You could distinguish prior to PEDs who was good, an elite player, couldn't you?
So you stop in mid-sport and say, all right, you cheated like crazy, but you were good beforehand.
Who do you think should be in the Hall of Fame, in your opinion? Who should be in the Hall of Fame?
Guys who didn't cheat the players. I love a sport that's all about the unwritten rule.
Hold on.
And not everybody was cheating. Can you agree on that, Wes? Not everybody was using this stuff. A lot of people were. Not everybody was. And if there's one guy in baseball who's doing it clean, then the rest of them are breaking the unwritten rules about your fellow ball players.
And in that era, other than Derek Jeter and one Ken Griffey Jr., I think those are the only two that would qualify, I would think, right?
I would think so.
That's what you would qualify.
Yeah, I would agree.
But I'm asking you, who belongs in the Hall of Fame? Don't the best baseball players and pitchers belong in the Hall of Fame?
No, people who don't cheat. They don't cheat the sport. They don't cheat their fellow players.
What about if they...
Again, a sport that's all about the unwritten rule and not showing up a guy because you hit a 498-foot home run and heaven forbid his feelings get hurt. You're going to tell me that if you have nothing but guys who are cheating versus a handful of guys who aren't, you're not denigrating the handful of guys who aren't and stealing money from them? You're stealing money from them by cheating. If everybody is not doing it, then anybody who is, you're not getting in the Hall of Fame.
David.
And the baseball's unwritten rules, boy, it's okay to really screw guys by taking performance enhancers,
David,
though.
I'm not condoning PEDs.
I know you're not. I'm not saying you are.
What I'm trying to
but
say...
But I'm sick of a baseball trying to play holier than thou on one issue, but then everybody turns a blind eye on the other.
Well, here's what I'm sick of. The voters... justifying their non-vote for Clemens and Bonds based on some moral compass. It's a joke. It's a joke. Number one, the voters should not be writers. That shouldn't be 100%. The voters for the Hall of Fame should be ex-baseball players and Hall of Fame members comprised 75%.
You can all hide the cover-up together? I mean, come on.
Do you realize that somebody didn't vote for Ken Griffey Jr. because he just didn't want to?
Of course. It's absurd. And those three people should never vote again for anything. They should be taken... Their U.S. citizenship should be taken away if they're U.S. citizens.
Easy on citizenship right now.
No, I'm just saying, it's so stupid that you don't vote for Ken Griffey Jr. You should never be able to vote for anything again. Of course, that's ridiculous.
But when the voters come out and say the moral compass... If you...
What's wrong with being guided by a moral compass?
Hold on. Nothing. But what I'm trying to say is their validation for not voting for Clemens and Bonds has been, are you kidding me? He cheated. Do you know how many guys in the Hall of Fame? I don't particularly. Do you think there's anybody in the Hall of Fame that may have cheated on their other half?
Yes. No doubt.
Does that come into play?
It should. I'm not saying
if somebody was an alcoholic, right? That's in their baseball career, should they be in the Hall of Fame?
That doesn't cheat your fellow players and this code of honor between baseball players,
which is just made
up for whenever they feel good about it, apparently.
It made Hall of Fame talents even better. That's what it did. I'm not condoning it, but you definitely don't penalize two guys.
But you don't know that. You don't know that all these guys were necessarily going to make the Hall of Fame.
Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens weren't going to make the Hall of Fame.
Two examples that we can talk about.
Roger Clemens, one of the top five all-time best pitchers ever.
800-636-8686. 800-636-8686. That's Wes Clements. I'm Dave Denholm. We're in for Jim Rome here on the Jim Rome Show. Hit us up on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email Rome at haveatake.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at TalkSoccer. At Wes Clements 22. Lonzo Ball and De'Aaron Fox is going to be an interesting matchup, I think. And the fact that Lonzo doesn't play in this game actually just fuels the fire, realistically. Of course, Lonzo Ball's hurt, and he's not ducking some dude in the summer league, but it does just let us talk about it a little bit more. And it makes it more of a story.
Well,
it's kind of cool.
Here's what's going to happen. Yes, it's going to be made a story, but it's a joke of a story. It's a non-story.
We
are talking about it because it was brought to our attention. But in the scheme of things... This is sensationalism at the highest peak right here.
Let's do this real quick. Let's go to Brian in Sacramento. We've got about 30 seconds here at last. Let's go, Brian. Welcome to the jungle.
What's up, sub pimps? Hey, I got a question for Wes. If this isn't a real thing, then why did the Lakers play him back-to-back games Saturday and Sunday, let him drop a triple-double, give him a whole day of rest, and then sit him down against the Kings?
Maybe he had a lingering groin injury in the previous game that he said it. I tweaked it a little bit more. How's that?
I have a lingering groin injury for about 3 years now, and I went out to that golf course and did my level best. So that's all I'm saying, man.
It's not my fault you own golf clubs.
After yesterday, I really don't. I'm Dave Dunholm. He's Wes Clements.
You bought him.
This is the Jim Rome Show, CBS Sports Radio.